So after some unfortunate scenarios, I actually stopped working and I went to a mental health program for 6 months at Headspace. And coming out of that, I was actually having a bit of trouble to find a job. And I was like, people were saying like, oh, maybe you should just give it a go, like give OnlyFans a go. And I personally had like my own thoughts on it and like stigmas. And I remember looking at people that would do it and I would think it's just for porn. So I did a little bit of research into it and I was like, I may as well give it a go. Like if I just stick to my boundaries and like my rules and I can make this work. So I gave myself a month to give it a go. And in the first day of signing up, I made $2,000, roughly average, in the first day of starting OnlyFans. So that was a pretty crazy achievement for me because obviously I'd worked at like, you know, Subway, Boost Juice, Red Rooster, Hungry Jack's. So,
how does it work? Sorry, do you, people give requests or you've just got certain photos up there that you're willing to put up and then people subscribe or pay for them?
Yeah, so OnlyFans is like a subscription site. So people pay to every month to be to have access to the site. And it's set up kind of like, I mean, exactly like Instagram. So there's a feed, there's stories, and you can do messages. So that's how it's pretty much set out.
You were describing or you were explaining that you set out with boundaries. What are your boundaries when it came to this?
So with my boundaries, you know, not showing my below area. I just keep it very classy, very tasteful, very professional. I work with very professional photographers to create the content. We always sit down, have a coffee, talk about our ideas and make sure we're on the same path and page because you never know, like, some people see certain things differently.
Ever get weird requests on a site like that? Is that, can people request things from you?
To be honest, I haven't had any weird requests, but I have heard some people get some weird ones, but each to their own.
Are we talking about underwear not washed and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I've heard of that. But yeah, you know.
You were talking about how you initially thought there was a stigma, but you did the research, the response, the reply from family and friends, because they wouldn't have done as much research, but they would have read articles. How did they react when you told them this was a path you were going to follow?
Yeah, so I actually went and had a coffee with my mum. And I told her straight out. I think I told her within the first week of starting. I was like, hey, like, I'm giving... Actually, you know what? I think I told her the day I started. I was like, hey, I want to give this a go. But my family know that I want to be a successful professional model. So they know that I'm not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize that. So I guess I've really tried to, you know, be very open with them about what I'm doing, but also educate them like I am now. Hopefully, at least this will help someone try and think that there's more to the site than just, you know, X-rated content. I've seen DJs, I've seen personal trainers, models, artists, and I also saw Swae Lee, you know, Swae Lee being the rapper. Yeah, I saw Swae Lee just started OnlyFans for his new music. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Was there any resistance from anyone that you know?
You know, a couple so-called friends said some things, but I actually, you know, that just proved they weren't real friends. But, yeah, for the most part, I've received more positive than negative at the moment.
Finally, you said you initially wanted to do it for a month. How long has it been and have you got an end date for it, or is it just until you keep achieving what you want to achieve?
Yeah, so I've been doing it for 6 to 7 months now, and ideally, like, it's not a long-term goal for me. It's more, as I say, it's more of a stepping stone to help my career get to the point that I want to be. Like, I want to be able to invest in my modelling career. I don't want to be doing OnlyFans forever. I obviously want to get to a point where my modelling is making the biggest income. But, so yeah, I think it's great.
Well, the one thing we love to do on this show is break down stigmas, but just ask questions. We're genuinely intrigued about different lives and different worlds. So, Tegan, thank you so much for your time. We've genuinely found it really interesting because, as we say, we often read about it, but we didn't know much about it, and we feel like we know so much more about the world. So thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and all the very best for all your hopes, goals, and dreams. We hope they come to fruition.
Thank you. Thank you so much.